Hello and welcome to the first 30 days of the rest of your life. First, I just want to congratulate you on taking action to shift the path of your dating destiny. I do want to make sure you watch that first video, Kickstart Love, which has many of my most impactful quick start strategies. You're here today probably because you want to see some change happen really fast, right? So I just want to encourage you to put in the effort. Everyone who is here has been handpicked by me to participate, and this is an intimate group, and you're here because I know you have what it takes to make drastic changes over a short period of time. So this isn't the kind of program where you can kind of hide in the shadows and expect that I'm not going to notice that you're not showing up and you're not giving it your all. You're here because you want to meet that ideal man and because you have what it takes to have this change happen in your life. So I want to make sure that you really dive in with both feet over these next 30 days that we have together so that you get the results that you want. And the more you participate in the program, the more that you will get out of it. Also, just as a reminder, you have email coaching for this month, so take advantage of the opportunity to get direct dating advice from me, because we just have this 1 month together, and you can send me anything. You can send me, if there's a text conversation that you want feedback on, you can send me that to take a look at. Just do a screenshot and send that over. If you are just needing a pep talk and you're feeling like you can't wait until the group call, or you have something that's a little bit more personal that you want to share, I'm here for you. So don't hesitate to just shoot out an email, and I will do my best to get back to you in a timely manner and give you the support that you need to stay focused and get through these 30 days together. Beginning at the top, we're going to talk about creating luck in love. A lot of times people come to me and they say, I'm unlucky in love. But I don't believe in luck and love. I believe you create your own luck. And creating your own luck is all about generating opportunity. And in small ways, you might be pushing options away from you and not even realizing it, just through the micro choices that you're making throughout your day or throughout your week. I was hosting a women's workshop over the weekend, and there was a woman who said to me, she works a lot, she's very busy, and she said, I get to the end of the day or the end of the week, and my friends ask me to go out, not even necessarily guys inviting her on dating invitations, but just the invitation to go to a bar with some girlfriends, and she's like, I'm too tired to do that. And just by saying no to a simple invitation like that, you are closing the possibility for your luck and love to happen. Because if you're not visible, you're not out there, you can't be found. And unless your perfect guy is the pizza delivery man or the UPS guy, chances are he's not going to come knocking on your door. So you have to show up for him, and you have to be open. And that starts with making little choices about saying yes. And if you watch the Kickstart Love video, you'll see how I talk about adopting an attitude of yes and choosing to dive in with both feet. This is 30 days of your life that I'm asking for you to show up 100%. So I'm not asking you to give 100% effort for 365 days. I'm asking for 30 days of you making your love life your top priority. And that starts with saying yes to things you otherwise might say no to. It also is the time for you to be visible. And you may be pushing options away just by not being visible online, at events, and to your friends that might have possible connections. You see in the Kickstart Love video, the connector circle. There may be people in your connector circle that you're just not visible enough to, or you're not being vocal enough with. So this is the time to really step up and make your dating life your number one priority through this month. You may be pushing your luck and love away by being afraid to even tell people that you're single and looking. And I'll say that I experience a lot of single shame with my clients. And I don't know if that resonates for you, but single shame is really powerful. And this idea that there's something wrong with you, there's something wrong with being single, and if you haven't found that that right man to partner with, that you're incomplete. And it's that idea of the shame in that, that everyone else around you might have found a partner and you've been left on the sidelines, that I invite you for this 30 days to let go of. Because there is no shame in being single. There's no shame in telling someone that you want to be set up, that you want to have a partner. There's no shame in being on a dating site. It used to be, when I started online dating, it was something that not a lot of people were doing. And if you told someone you were on a dating site, they would look at you like, well, what's wrong with you? Why did you have to stoop to that level to meet a man online? You couldn't meet a man in real life. And I just look at online dating as a very powerful tool and dating apps. And now they are so ubiquitous and everyone is using them. The majority of singles have at one point been on a dating site or dating app now. So anyone who tells you, oh, I don't do online dating, if you ask a level deeper, they'll say, oh, well, I tried it and it didn't really work. And I've just found over the 13 years that I've been doing this, it does work consistently when you work the system the right way and when you really show up and give it your all. In the same workshop that I met this woman who wasn't going out, she actually, the same person, also said that she hadn't done online dating. She'd only tried it for a couple of weeks and it didn't work. And a couple of weeks is not enough time to really see if a system is working for you. It's not enough time. If you think, a lot of times I equate dating to being in the gym. And if you think of starting a fitness routine, if you go to the gym a couple times a week for 2 weeks, you're not going to see much of a difference. But if you show up every day for 30 days, you will notice that people start saying, hey, what have you been doing? You look different. You've toned up. You've lost weight. They see the change happening when you really commit in that way. So think of yourself right now as being sort of in the gym of love. And there's no shame in hiring a matchmaker. Some people go from this program into saying, now I have the foundation, I have the right mindset, I know who I'm looking for, and I know what my values are, and I know what my goals are. And I have a very clear picture and a path to get to that person. And maybe a matchmaker is one step on that path. I don't do matchmaking, and I really like to teach people how to be their own best matchmaker. But, hey, if you get to the point where you're just overwhelmed and it's frustrating for you and you would like someone to aid you in finding those matches, then great, hire a matchmaker. And especially, there's no shame in flirting. Sometimes I hear that women are uncomfortable with letting a man know that they're interested, right? And that when they put themselves out there, they are judged. And a lot of times they're not being judged by the men, they're being judged by other women. I work with Match.com and I used to host a lot of their singles events, and I was asked to go to one of their events and study what was happening to write an article about how to succeed at a mixer. And I noticed that the women who showed up really wanting to meet a man that had their red dress on, that did their hair, that had their makeup on point, that were wearing their high heels, they really did have the most number of men approaching them, wanting to talk to them, the ones that looked like they were having a lot of fun. And a lot of those women came by themselves or split up from their girlfriends. Those were the ones that really succeeded. And the women who came with a group and kind of walled off in the corner because they felt uncomfortable with being that woman, those were the ones that went home without an invitation for a date. So who cares what the other women there think? If you're there to meet a man, show up like you're there to meet a man. And even though it feels a little bit uncomfortable at first, your efforts will be rewarded by the invitations you received after it. Now, I'm not saying you should have your cleavage hanging out and, you know, show up in a way that's loose or that's inauthentic to who you are, but show up like you're there for the reason that you're there. Show up like you really want to be seen by the men. And you don't need to hide. You don't need to avoid flirting because of what other people will think. There's also no shame in being seen out on a date. Sometimes I hear that women are afraid to go out and even run into other ladies that they know or their coworkers and be judged by who they're going out with. You don't need to have your online dates or your offline dates out in the middle of nowhere where no one's going to see you. Let people know that you're single and let them know that you're getting out there and you're showing up for yourself, and they might even help you then on your journey to connect with a mate. And there's also no shame in going out with someone and having it not work out. And that's going to be a lot of your experience in this first month because you're still figuring out what works in this new dating strategy and what doesn't. Some of the things that I say in this program might connect with you right away, and some of them might be a struggle and feel like you're wearing someone else's clothes or shoes. And that's okay. But if you go through the process, and then you can pick and choose what really works for you and develop your own dating strategy. But even as you show up for these dates, that's part of the process is screening. And we'll talk about more about screening next week. But part of it is really figuring out what you need and who's going to be a fit for you. And the only way to really figure that out is by sitting across from a potential partner and going through the dating process to see who's right for you. So don't be afraid of that. So that's a little bit on creating your luck in love. Now I'd like to move into an exercise on limiting beliefs. You may have heard me talk a little bit about limiting beliefs, but the limiting beliefs that you have are the record that's playing in your mind right now that's etching a belief upon your heart. And this is a belief that is keeping you from moving forward. This is something that may or may not be true. This is something that may have been true at one point in your life, and it's no longer serving you. And maybe it was there to protect you at one point, but it's blocking your progress from moving into the relationship that you want. And the Hindus, they call these patterns samskaras. Some of you know I'm a bit of a yogi, so I get into a little bit of this yoga philosophy because it really has been transformational in my life. And a lot of the things that I learned through my yoga practice are directly applicable to dating as well and to moving yourself out through being in poses, positions, situations that are uncomfortable and getting through it. That is how the transformation occurs. So let me give you the definition of samskara. So in addition to being generalized patterns, samskaras are individual impressions, ideas, or actions taken together. Our samskaras make up our conditioning. Repeating samskaras reinforces them, creating a groove that is difficult to resist. Samskaras can be positive. Imagine the selfless acts of Mother Teresa. They can also be negative, as in the self-lacerating mental patterns that underlie low self-esteem and self-destructive relationships. The negative samskaras are what hinder our positive evolution. And I know just because you're here, I'm sure that you have developed certain positive samskaras that work for you in your life. And the women that I work with are all very successful in some areas of their life. But in love, I just want to ask you right now, if there is a samskara that might not be serving you, is there a phrase that repeats itself in your mind? Maybe it's something that someone told you when you were little that stuck. Maybe it's something that you developed yourself through a series of bad experiences that you thought reinforced that belief, right? That happens because it's just like having a bad day, right? Is there such a thing as a bad day or a good day? You have one bad thing happen, and then you start looking for the pattern. You have one bad thing happen, and you look for the pattern of, oh, I lost my keys this morning. And then I was running late for work. And then I had a memo on my desk from my boss who said that I had done this assignment incorrectly and he needed to see me at lunchtime. And then I saw him and we had a very frustrating conversation. And then my mom called me and she gave me this terrible news. And then we think these negative ideas are compounding and therefore I had a bad day. But what we are neglecting to see are the moments in between those other things that happened that we classified as bad. And the things that happen in between may have been good and may have been able to lift up our vibration if we weren't so focused on the bad things that we kept adding up to our hypothesis that this was a bad day. Got it? So I ask you now to think about your own samskaras. It could be something like, I will never meet a man who's on my level. Or, I guess I'm just destined to be single. Or it could be, time is running out for me to meet someone. Whatever it is, think about that samskara. And I'll just share with you, I'm someone who struggles with my weight. And one of my samskaras has to do with food and body image. And sometimes those kind of samskaras affect how you feel about dating and finding someone who will love the whole of you. So this, some of you may relate to that kind of samskara. And it's a daily process of not allowing those negative feelings to compound. So if everyone now will just take a moment, and I want you to write down one of the phrases that replays in your mind that you know is limiting your ability to evolve in dating and relationships. Remember, there's positive samskaras and there's negative samskaras. So I want you to just for one moment focus on, what is that negative samskara? What is that thing that you feel you believe to be true that if you really go inside and think about it, may not actually be true after all? I'm going to give you a moment to just think about that and write it down. And usually it's something that you don't have to dig very, very deep to find, because it's something that's always playing in your mind, or it's something that you always hear from your parents, from your siblings, from your girlfriends, or something that you play in your mind over and over again. When you have a disappointment on a date, or when you email a guy online and he doesn't write back, or you swipe right and you don't get a match. What is that first thought that comes to you that's telling you why you haven't met that match yet? Write it down. Now, what I like to do to begin the process of rewriting this harmful thought that's keeping you from moving into the relationship and from evolving and dating in relationships is to write another phrase to replace it. This is something that combats the negative thought and replaces it with a positive one. And it's something that you'll hear me say throughout this program. It just has to be 50% believable. And I say 50% believable because when you have a dream, and it could be a dating dream, it could be another life goal. When you have a dream, it's a bit of a stretch, right? And if you have something that is just believable enough where it could happen, but far enough away where it seems a little bit tenuous to you, it's a little hard to reach, that's the kind of dream that you want to focus on. That's the kind of goal that you want to have for yourself. Not just, I'm going to meet a man that I'll want to date for a little while. You know, that's like a 25% dream. I want you to go a little bit further and go to a 50% dream where it's really what you want. And maybe even go a little bit further than that if you can, and really focus on what would be the opposite of this samskara. If it could be true, just imagine how your life would be if the inverse of what you say all of the time actually could be accurate for you. So, for example, if your samskara is, I never meet any good guys, your replacement phrase would be something like, I am meeting good guys everywhere I go. That's like the 50%. Maybe you bump it up another level. You up level the vibration and you say, I'm meeting amazing guys everywhere I go. So take a look at this samskara that you've written down for yourself, this pattern that has etched itself on your heart, and rewrite it. This is your opportunity to rewrite it. So take a moment and think, what would the opposite of this be? And what would light up my heart? What would make me happy if it could actually be true? And if this old ball and chain idea, this limiting belief that's keeping me rooted to the past, could be cut and could go away? And this new idea, this positive idea, this dream that I'm just barely stretching and reaching for, what if that could be your reality? Reach for that right now and write down, what is that new phrase that you can replace this old one with? Even if it doesn't seem true for you in this instant, it can become true for you over time. Do you have your replacement phrase written there? Okay, so now this is where the work comes in. You ready? Now, this is going to be daily work for you. And throughout this program, every time your limiting belief and negative samskara surfaces, you have the power to combat it with a positive thought. So whenever that thought enters your brain, you immediately are, you're training your brain to, instead of repeating the phrase that you know you're throwing out, that's not working for you anymore, you want to put the new phrase in place of it. And it takes a while to develop this new pattern. At first, you'll notice you're still having the negative thoughts, and then you go, oh, wait. I'm supposed to put the positive thought on it. And the more that you begin to practice this, the more that you will automatically think of the positive thought instead of the negative one. Or the minute you start seeing that negative thought creeping in, you'll catch it and replace it. And I want you to be brave. And I want you to be consistent, because this has to happen every time that old thought that you don't want anymore pops into your head. And I want you to watch how your energy around that belief begins to shift, because it's powerful. And your brain is powerful. And the thoughts that you have really have weight to them. And I want you to take that thought that is keeping you rooted to a belief that is no longer true for you, I want you to cut that cord and create a new belief. So we're going to move on to a second exercise now. This is your ideal mate visualization. So we're going to sit quietly for a few minutes. And again, if you haven't turned off any notifications or other distractions, if you could put those away and turn those off, things that beep, we really want to focus in right now. Because we're going to visualize the perfect man for you. And, I mean, how many times do you get the permission to daydream and to visualize and to have this space in your life to create this perfect man? So enjoy this time, because most times throughout the day, you don't get this kind of opportunity. So I want you to set aside physical preferences for a moment, because we're going to drill down to the four pillars of long-term compatibility. And some of you may have seen me outline this on my TV series, A Question of Love. So you can close your eyes now if you wish. We're going to focus in on the four pillars, which are respect, communication, shared goals, and common values. All right, so we're setting aside any physical traits, and we are imagining you are at home. You're laying in bed and you're waking up next to your dream guy. I know, it just has to be 50% believable, right? So picture yourself a year in the future and you're waking up next to Mr. Wright. And let's look at the first element, respect. How does this man treat you when you awake? How does he let you know how he feels about you? This is your first moment when you wake up and you see him, and there he is, Mr. Perfect. How does he let you know? Does he smile at you? Does he say anything to you? Moving on to communication, what does he say? What does he do to give you nonverbal signals of his feeling for you? And now let yourself hug him. What does that feel like? What does it feel like to be held in the arms of your perfect man? Do you feel safe? Do you feel secure? Do you feel loved? And now I want you to think about your goals for life, because it's very important for long-term compatibility that you and this partner share your goals for the future. So now see yourself talking about what you want to accomplish today. I really want you to picture yourself telling him, this is a typical day in the life a year from now. What do you want to achieve today? And then he tells you what's on his agenda for the day, for the month, for the year. And you're sharing your goals with him. And how does he react? When you tell him your goals, how does he react? How does he let you know that he shares those goals too? Is it verbal? Is it nonverbal? What about common values? That's the fourth pillar of long-term compatibility. You tell him something important to you. And how does he respond? Something that's about your value system, your faith, or the way that you see the world. How does he react when you share your feelings and your values with him? Does he add on to the conversation to let you know he agrees with you? Really picture it now. Now reach out and imagine yourself, you're holding his hand now. And you're looking into his eyes. Take a deep breath. In and out. And really sit in this moment. You found him. You found your dream man. And look, it was just so effortless to bring him into your life. Take this moment to sit with him and to take him all in. Take in how he makes you feel. And take in what you love about how he looks at the world and what he wants for the future and how he aligns with your values and your goals and how great your communication is with him. And how much he respects you, and how much you respect him. You see it? Now, if you have your eyes closed, you can begin to open your eyes and come back to this space. And I want you to sit with that feeling for a minute of what it was like to share space for just a moment with your perfect mate. And you can jot down a few of the things that you remember about your time with him now. And we do a lot of list making, usually when we're figuring out who we want to be our ideal mate. But we don't do a lot of visualizing much of the time and really feeling the feeling of being with that mate. So maybe write down what surprised you about him? What reassured you? What inspired you? It can even just be one word that you're jotting down. This is just a reference point because we're going to come back to this throughout the program. So this week you'll have an assignment to write a narrative about your ideal mate. I just wanted to give you a little taste of the visualization today on our call, but I give you permission to go ahead and really explore and really enjoy this visualization process. And remember, there's no shame in this, and there's no judgment, because the minute that you judge In fact, I'll share a little story with you of when I was doing a similar exercise to this with my coach before I met my husband. And she asked me to write down the qualities that I was looking for in a mate. And, you know, I started writing down kind, intelligent, all of these things, and really sitting with the visualization of this. And as I added each piece to the puzzle, I kept thinking, wait a minute, this guy's getting a little too good. This guy might not really exist. And it got to the point where after saying about 8 things and adding on, I thought, okay, I've taken myself to the point where this guy just does not exist. And she said, don't judge it. Don't judge it, because then you're blocking the universe from bringing that to you. And I believe part of this is in programming the universe, God, whatever the power is beyond yourself that helps bring the person into your orbit. It's partly that, and part of it is also just focusing your mind to look for the right qualities, because you may be attracting the same thing again and again, and it may be the wrong thing for you. And when you get really clear on what the right thing for you is, it's a lot easier for you to spot it when he comes across your path. So I said, oh, I can't meet this guy. He's just too perfect. And she encouraged me not to judge what my dream was. And about a year, maybe more, went by, and I was moving. I was cleaning out my apartment, and I found my little box that I had put all these qualities of this dream mate into. And I said, oh, this is interesting. And at that time, I was dating this man named Seth, and I pulled the pieces of paper out one by one, and every single word on those papers is an exact word that I would use to describe him. Not a peripheral word, but a core word to his character. And I just sat there amazed, thinking that a year ago, I thought that this guy didn't exist. And I'm still married to that guy, and it's been 14 years, and he's still that guy to this day. So don't judge your dream. Let yourself bask in the reality that this person can and will come into your life. And the more that you sit with it and picture it, think of yourself as really aligning your thoughts with the universe and aligning your thoughts with your actions to be able to bring that person into your life. So this week you will have an assignment to write a narrative about your ideal mate that builds off of this exercise and expands this visualization from one moment into a whole day in the life of you and this person. And it really will crystallize the idea of finding your mate into the reality of connecting with someone who truly understands and supports you. And when you truly know the identity of the man you're hoping to find, it will be easier to discover him. So while we're talking about mindset, we're coming to the end of the presentation portion. I just want to say a word about time and focus. Ladies, time is your most valuable resource, so use it wisely. If you put your time and energy towards dating, I promise you will have more dates. And I really want you to commit to the gift of time that you've given yourself and not to allow yourself to get into overwhelm. We're going to talk next week about screening and sourcing, and I want to get a lot of options into your dating funnel, as you've probably heard me call it, but I want you also to learn how to screen through those so that you can make sure that you're setting yourself up for success. If you're going to give the gift of an hour of your time to someone on that first date, and remember it is just an hour, I'll send you my first date starter kit in your materials this week as well. But I want you to keep that first date short and sweet, but there is a screening process leading up to that first date that is really important that you follow to make sure that this person aligns with you on these levels of values and goals, okay? So if you come across videos in this program or audios or workbooks that you don't have time to watch or read, bookmark them and go back to them later. You're going to have access to these materials forever. Even if you find yourself 6 months down the road and you're like, what was that thing that Damona said about visualizing the mate, and you want to go back to it, they're yours to keep. So So I really hope that these are tools that will support you, not just through these 30 days, but really throughout your dating journey. And some of you will find that these strategies work really, really quickly for you and with very little effort. You could be on dates this weekend. And some of you are going to find that it takes more effort and more time. And maybe even your first attempt at some of these ideas don't work out exactly as planned. But this is the time to adjust the technique or try another strategy while we're in this program. And it's not the time to retreat. So I please just ask you, don't get to the point of throwing in the towel if one or two of these exercises doesn't connect for you. We're going to keep moving forward, and we're going to find the strategies that are going to be the perfect fit for you. Because I really want you to imagine your dating life, just these 30 days, I want you to imagine your dating life strategically. Because it's really going to change the way that you date, or possibly change your dating status for good.